This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely, completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
I know a lot of y'all are not even paying attention to this being Pearl Harbor Day, going back to December 7, 1941. But here we are all these years later, and we've got to worry about our not only the immune system of our country, but the immune system, of course, of our families and each individual that listens to the show. Now, when it comes to the entire country, we think about, well, maybe the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, known as the Bill of Rights. Although they granted us no rights, they are designed to protect those rights so that government would not encroach upon them nor anyone else. But ultimately, we have to be belligerent in defense of those rights. How about one of those things known as the right to freedom of speech? My good friend Jeffrey Jackson standing up for that every day, and he's back on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Jeffrey!
Hey, Robert, how are you?
All right, man. I'm good. It's always a good day when I get to hang out with my buddy, because you have written so extensively on so many issues where freedom of speech is at risk in terms of the freedom of the press, the ability to report on things that are apparently unpopular, falling in line with consensus. Our departed beloved Liam Shep, of course, wrote one of the seminal books that he left behind for us all, Official Stories. Official stories are there to protect the officials. But now if you write about something that is, well, not approved by certain of the intelligentsia, medical or otherwise, pharmaceutical or otherwise, you're subject to censorship and bullying.
That's right. You know, Liam, in that book, Official Stories, he likened the medical system to the new untouchable religion, kind of like a religious dogma. And it was a way to control people when religion failed. And now we have the, as you mentioned many times on your broadcast, we have the suit coat, white suit coat priests telling us what to do and what to be afraid of. And, you know, it's interesting when people went against the church back in the medieval times, they would be burned at the stake or all a bunch of horrible things would happen to them. Now, you know, I guess we should be thankful, but still it goes against our Constitution and Bill of Rights. If you go against what the scientific consensus is currently, no matter how wrong or right it is, no matter how many facts or how little facts there are to support it, you get bullied, you get censored, you get dehumanized. And I'm seeing all types of techniques. I mean, we talk about this quite a bit on the show, but I think it's an idea whose time has come, because it's everywhere and it's happening in increasing. You know, I go to cover other stories and I just see these glaring examples of this censorship right in my face and right in everybody's face, and happening to people that are just presenting, you know, straight facts, just conversations, or wanting to start a conversation and have an open debate on their own platforms, on their own social media platforms. They can't even do that now. We're seeing the disappearing of information. I call it the memory hole. We did a topic out. We did a show on that. And there's a lot of different ways now this is happening with the age of the internet. They can disappear information. It's not like book burning anymore. They can just push a button, delete a web page, like Mike Adams had happen to him, many other people, they delete the entire YouTube channel. So there's decades of work gone. So it's a very interesting time we have right now. And, you know, we talk about this quite often, but I think people need to understand that this is the starting point of something. And if it goes one way, it's going to be really dangerous if it keeps going the way it's going. So that's, you know, my focus a lot of the time is on this as a reporter and a journalist, because the information is key, and getting this information out to the people is key. And when there's a stopgap measure there put in place by coordinated by multiple, you know, actors in this system, whether it be social media giants or medical journals, or even down to the local doctor's office who denies a parent their right to file a petition for perhaps a vaccine injury, or listen to a parent, or if a parent wants to take their child off of medication, like the, you know, God rest her soul, the great Marianne Gabaldo of Detroit.
Right.
You get some issues going on here. So there's some inherent deep issues in this medical system, and now it's being coupled with this censorship piece, and it's a dangerous time we're in right now.
Well, Jeffrey, I think about the word infiltration. How much has the mainstream, if we call it that, in terms of official stories and the sanctioned stories, the consensus reality, how much has that infiltrated not only, well, we know medicine, of course, and pharmaceutical medicine, but the religions themselves? I mean, I've been covering stories, you know, about the Catholic Church denying religious exemptions for their own members to send their kids to Catholic schools because, you know, some of the members themselves of the Catholic Church say, you know what, there's aborted fetal cell lines in these things, and the Catholic Church turns a blind eye. How about the rabbis there leading their Jewish congregations saying, no, the science is settled. I you know, we have to side with the majority. Well, how much is the Jewish have the Jewish people, you know, suffered as the tyranny of the majority took away their rights to life, right, over the years? And I'm thinking, my gosh, they have infiltrated just about every religion on the planet as these organizations have not come out and said this is an abomination to do these things.
That's a great point. I mean, this should be it. People listening, this is it. This is the battle line. There are two things that were held to a highest standard that could not be touched, and that was speech and religion. And here we are. Religious exemptions aren't being granted, aren't being honored for vaccines. And then you have churches who are turning their flocks over to the pharmaceutical industry without questioning those things. And these are places, religion and open debate and freedom of speech, these are places where we should have the right and the autonomy to speak freely without worrying about persecution, without worrying about being cast aside or dehumanized or put in a corner. And these things are not happening now. It's almost a reverse. And anybody, you know, history repeats itself. History doesn't repeat itself, but it rhymes.
Mm-hmm.
These are what's happening. This is what's happening right now. We're seeing this. And, you know, I don't know about you, but every cell in my body, when I see this stuff, I it's hard for me to sleep. It's hard for me. It's a thing that makes me activate because I know what's next. I've read the history books, and I'll tell you where the consensus is. It's in the history books, and
yes,
the consensus shows that when religion and speech become censored, especially for a specific agenda, that's a dangerous piece of that's a dangerous thing happening to society, and we're seeing that now, and we continue to unpack this every show, and it's just fascinating how it's rolling, how fast it's moving.
Jeffrey, on a personal level, I think we're all having to deal with this idea of authority, right? And we can go back and look at Copernicus, right, and Semmelweis, and many examples throughout history that we brought up here over the years on the Robert Scott Bell Show, that there's a point where you look at the entire world that seems aligned against you, and you have to ask yourself the question, am I willing to stand up for truth, for the facts, despite everybody being seemingly, in our perspective, very asleep or controlled or manipulated or programmed or hypnotized? And it's a scary place for a lot of people to be when they wake up and realize, my gosh, I feel all alone up against the world. And it's a theme that has been going on throughout history. It's not like it's new, but we're living it now, so it feels perhaps a little different and new and more obviously present and scary for some of us. But those of us who have, you know, decided, you know what, the truth matters, the facts do matter, and we're going to stand up in defense of individual liberty, the liberty of our children to remain unscathed through childhood until they reach the age of majority, and then they can make their own decisions medically and otherwise. You know, this is, again, not new. Everything that's old is new again, and vice versa. But the reality here is we're coming up against authority figures that are acting as authoritarians within government, within media, and within the religious circles.
That's right. And, you know, looking back through history, the solutions to these are often forms of civil disobedience, simple disobedience. And for those people in power to do so as well, no matter what the cost is, you know, the examples of Martin Luther King and Gandhi and others throughout time. We just saw in St. Louis, Missouri, we saw at Mercy Hospital South, a nurse was fired, and then this was covered by mainstream news for not wanting the flu shot and not wanting to wear a mask. And this was, she had a religious exemption, and they still fired her. So there was protest outside that hospital, which made the mainstream news. This might be a kind of a window into the future. We need to stand up. You know, people need to stand up for the rights, especially of the medical professionals who put themselves on the line. Because if a nurse isn't willing to state their truths and to say, I read the research, the safety is in question on these vaccines, and I don't think I want them for myself. If a nurse or a doctor won't stand up for themselves, what makes people think that they're going to stand up for you when your time comes, when you're in that waiting room, or when your child, unfortunately, if that happens, gets injured, and are they going to fill out that vaccine injury form, or are they going to pass that along because it looks bad on their record as a doctor?
Oh, you're so right. And you brought up the civil disobedience issue. And I think this is so apt to discuss for a moment here. That let's talk about the Rosa Parks moment. You know, that moment where, no, I will not go to the back of the bus. And how that one little old lady set the stage for a movement that could not be stopped and should not be. And how many of us have faced the moment when we are threatened, intimidated into going to the proverbial back of the bus. Again, every, you know, situation is unique, but you get the sense of this. The authoritarian said, you cannot sit in the front with the white folks, right? And she says, no, that's wrong. I shall not move to the back of the bus. And we have a scenario like this where medical professionals say, no, the science is not on your side. I shall not get a flu shot. I shall not wear a mask. And, you know, we've covered the two cases up in Canada that showed the court sided with the medical professionals not getting vaccinated, not needing masks, because there was no science to validate it. The Tenth Amendment Center, our friends Michael Bolden and the crew, talking about standing up against the federal government, nullifying that which is unconstitutional via your actions, your behavior, that the last line of defense, maybe should be the first line, is your willingness to say no, stand up and perhaps face whatever the consequences are. And that's what they count on, that intimidation and fear of those consequences, to stop people from doing what is right and true and factual.
Yes, absolutely. We covered both those court cases in Ontario, and that was in 2014 and then again recently in 2017.
Ooh, stand by. I'm so into this. We're out of time for the first segment. We'll be back with Jeffrey Jackson. More great conversation. The freedom to heal. The freedom to say no to those who would prevent you from healing. More after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
CBD and hemp is the latest buzz. Find out more by attending a free no-obligation seminar on Saturday, December the 8th at the DoubleTree by Hilton located on Normandale Boulevard, Bloomington, Minnesota, starting at 10 a.m. For more information, contact me, Nasima, at 763-245-0190. That's 763-245-0190.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Back at it with Jeffrey Jackson. His article is linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. And you know also he's doing great work with Dell Bigtree and Highwire every week. And his own articles, we try to republish them or at least link them all the time. And Jeffrey, I was so into what we were discussing, and I am still, that almost lost track of time. In fact, I did. So that's the horrible thing to do on radio, but it tells you how into this I am.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, we were just about to cover the court decisions, and this is, I mean, it's a topic for our times. I think we're going to look back and go, wow, we were unpacking this topic as it was trying to root. In 2014 and then again in 2016 through 2018 was the second court case. There's two court cases in Ontario, Canada. The Ontario Nurses Association brought these forward because multiple hospitals in the area kind of did a sweeping vaccinator mask policy. And they took them to court and won the court decisions. And, you know, I read a lot of articles on, well, is this vaccinate or mask thing? Is it, should people be for it? This is why it's a good thing. Not many people talk about why it's a bad thing. But these court cases, if you read the documents, and it's not too exhaustive, it's about 20 pages or so. And they covered over these five-year span, they covered so much information. In fact, I'm reading from it right now. It says, this case was tried over multiple hearing days over three calendar years. This is only one case. The evidentiary record is extensive. Volumes of scientific articles, controlled trials, observational studies, summaries, critiques, on and on. I could keep going on and on about this. 150 exhibits, thousands of pages of transcripts. And they determined that the vaccinate or mask policy was unreasonable, and it violated the collective agreement of employment. So that there you have it. No article I can write could really unpack that as well as this court case did, because they looked at it all. Yet we still have these hospitals that are pushing this. So I think it's a multi-pronged approach. It's a two-pronged approach. We do what the nurse did in Missouri. You stand up, you use disobedience if you need to, and then seeking legal routes. I think that's the second, the 1-2 punch there, because it doesn't appear that facts are going to stop this policy, or facts are going to stop these laws from being passed in our in each state. I just received a email from a person in Hawaii. On December 14th, Hawaii is going to be opening public comment. They're trying to push through an amendment to a bill that's already initiated to be the most vaccinated state in the country, which is really fascinating. It's HAR 11. So if that goes through, we're talking HPV mandates, hepatitis A mandates. It's all kinds of crazy things, and then an open door for anything ACIP adds to the vaccine schedule or recommends. So it's a pretty interesting time we have going on as well.
Yeah, speaking of the ACIP issue, we talk about bullying and censorship. Reggie Bush, a famous athlete, and I covered it on the show last week, tweeted out, questions about vaccinations. What do y'all think? Was basically, hey, what do you think? And linked to a testimony at the ACIP event at the CDC recently, and was, promptly well attacked in the social media, and they even did a Yahoo Sports story about him as if he was against vaccines in some way or not. Any, all he did was ask questions.
That's right. It's very dangerous. On his own Twitter feed, he asked questions: "Are you for it or against it?" And he had the video. Now, that what was really additionally scary about this was YouTube took that video down after he posted it on Twitter. So that video was living. It's a public testimony of a retired nurse talking about how her and her colleagues did not believe in the flu shot, and she stated why from what she saw. And this is public testimony at the CDC, broadcasted over public access, and anybody in the world could have watched that. So basically someone just took that, put it on YouTube, and YouTube said it violated the terms of services. So that's a problem. That's the censorship that we talked about at the beginning of the show. It's pretty interesting when YouTube can make those unilateral decisions to just censor something, especially when it's someone like Reggie Bush, who has millions of followers, is trying to debate it, and mm-hmm. he's asking for people for and against, just to, let's talk about it.
Yes, it is a fascinating time we live in. Censorship is alive and well, and of course that means freedom of speech is a little bit hobbled and crippled here in America and around the world due to mainstream media defending official stories by government officials, pharmaceutical officials, etc. Well, we're going to break through that and give you the patterns of fake news that have emerged and how to see through them with Jeffrey Jackson when we come back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and, of course, the Echo Water that we all know and love, and Paul Barretero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals. It's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations, As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
James Comey was on Capitol Hill testifying on Friday. He'll have to head back on December 17th once again to testify, and the up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 559 points to close the day at 24,388, and the S&P was also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Always enjoy it when my brother Jeffrey Jackson is joining us here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, a real independent voice and an investigative journalist. He writes, he reports, and he's here with us now as we're heading into the weekend. Jeffrey, again, thanks for being on board and also for exploring the topics that are the unmentionables. So you mentioned the Reggie Bush thing, and they banned this from YouTube. It was fine on YouTube until Reggie Bush pointed it out. This nurse, retired nurse, reporting at ACIP meeting, going, hey, there's some problems here with these shots. And suddenly it's like violating the terms of agreement? What were they doing? I mean, it was as you said, it was a public forum, a government-sanctioned event that, you know, was open to the public, and suddenly now that it's on YouTube because a celebrity pointed it out that has a following, oh my gosh, we've got to stop this from getting out there.
That's right, and that is a form of fake news that is in that category of simply censoring. And I find that when something is simply censored, that's a dangerous thing because they know they can't debate these topics. I mean, the bottom line, speaking truthfully here, they know they can't debate these topics. There's so many issues inherent in the medical system. And if, you know, if you're a doctor or nurse listening to this, I'm not attacking your medical system, but baked in the cake are some very inconvenient truths that have not been fully debated in the public. A huge handful of those are around vaccinations. We've talked about it on the show. It's a subject of many books. It's not just one or two things. It's not just an anti-vax, a polarized for vaccine, anti-vaccine. It's not a polarized topic. There's so many nuanced little points in this thing, and there's so many facts to back it up. And the media is not talking about it. So we have people wanting to talk about this. This debate wants to happen. It wants to see, wants to breathe and live. And here you have someone like a football player, Reggie Bush, ex-NFL football player, saying, "Hey, I have some questions, and the media is not talking about it. So I have some followers. Let's debate it." And he gets censored, he gets attacked, and then the video he's using as reference is taken down by YouTube. So really interesting stuff. Now, in the past, the fake news typically was a little more, it wasn't so ham-fisted. They would try to manipulate and bring on fake experts and leave out vital information and do all these little techniques.
AstroTurf organizations, Cheryl Atkinson has brought up over the years as well.
That's right. And, you know, I think John Rappaport, he laid out a list of the 10 basic techniques comprising fake news. And I recommend everyone go to that article because it just lays it out bullet point by bullet point, and it goes through it really well.
It's worth bringing it up here, Jeffrey, you know, to hear it spoken in addition to reading it. We, of course, published that article at robertscottbell.com. Our good friend John Rappaport's been at this for longer than all of us. And, you know, he was the one that came up with I don't know if he came up with the term fake news, but he was certainly using it way before this became a popular vernacular, accessible to everyone. Of course, it backfired on the mainstream media when they started yelling at us being fake news. And then suddenly the word went out, don't use the term fake news. It's not working. They're calling us out. And of course, President Trump calling fake news is like, oh my gosh, they really lost that one. But, here's some of the bullet points in the, Rappaport article that are worth discussing, mentioning, and really digesting and looking into. Of course, the most obvious would be directly lying about matters of fact. You know, and some people could say, well, that's just a partisan thing. Certainly there's partisan hacks on both sides of the political aisle that just lie as a matter of fact. But when it comes to points of controversy, we've got a thing called Wikipedia, which is supposedly like an online living encyclopedia that would be self-managed, autonomous, people can, you know, add to it. And it's fine for certain things that have no points of controversy that impact the mainstream media or big pharma or government. But when it does impact that, then suddenly those points of controversy are relegated to gatekeepers, and it's no longer an open source forum. When it comes to issues like vaccinations and drugs and other stories that, you know, have official narratives or official stories behind them.
That's right. Yes. And, John goes on to talk about leaving out vital information. We see that all the time. I think one interesting one is not connecting dots between important pieces of data. Now, people can say, well, maybe that was just lazy reporting, but sometimes if there's glaring elephants in the room and those dots aren't being connected, and they leave out, they call it a limited hangout. They just say a fraction of what really happened. So for instance, when I bring this up all the time because I am a kind of a medical researcher, vaccines are on my front and center quite a bit, but I would say 99% of the vaccine article hit pieces I see in mainstream media talk about, they use Andrew Wakefield. They say, if it wasn't for this stinking Andrew Wakefield, we wouldn't have this problem. Or Jenny McCarthy. Well, they're leaving out a lot of information there, and they're focusing on one person who is such a small piece of this puzzle. The issue has been around since the early 1900s, but even more recently, since the early 1980s. There's books written on it called A Shot in the Dark by Barbara Lowe Fisher. I mean, there's so much to this that could be breaking mainstream bombshell news, and they focus on one person And then another thing of false news is they repeat the story many times. So you get that echo chamber effect. Mm-hmm. So everyone's talking about Andrew Wakefield, or everyone's talking about this one little tiny piece that people are diverted their attention to, when the huge story is just sitting right there waiting to be connected. And it's people like you and I and other people out there that are connecting these. Unfortunately, we're on a kind of an uphill battle sometimes with the censorship and the hit pieces and things like that.
Jeffrey, I remember, you know, going through grade school and high school, public schools that I now call government indoctrination centers. And my least favorite subject was history. And it's like weird now because people know me as I won't say I'm a historian to the level of some researchers like Liam Sheff, brilliant minds. I mean, I will dig deep, believe me, on my own, but I really didn't like it. And I didn't know why I didn't like it until I started learning the official stories, and then, like Paul Harvey used to say on radio, the rest of the story. There are so many omissions in terms of how history is reported. And you said that, leaving out facts or disconnecting the dots, making sure that the dots are not connected. So they're isolated events, independent of one another, having no meaning or devoid of meaning as it impacts our lives today. So remember that in 1776, there was something that happened. Well, don't say why it happened in reality, just skirt around the issue. And so you are completely disconnected from the past in terms of how it impacts today. So you have no idea how those events, well, the events that are occurring today, are happening again in a similar fashion, kind of a parallel track, just same what words, different verse. How do they say it like that in terms of music? But the idea here is that when I identified that lack of connection and began learning on my own, digging deep into history, suddenly it became the most amazing, fascinating, I could never get enough of the thing that I hated the most. Because now I was starting to see the relationship between events, even going back into, you know, what started a World War I, a World War II, how we got here with the Flexner Report of 1910 in terms of Big Pharma dominating medical culture, medical education, and leading to ignorant doctors, right? And so that way that history is taught in government indoctrination centers is designed to numb you out, bore you to tears, and make you be not interested in that which could prevent an impending or current disaster that is occurring simply because people will not learn real history.
That's right. And some of the ways they do that as well is they'll try to create an elevated authority. So it's beyond challenge. That's how John writes it. Mm-hmm. And I know I keep referencing that, but I just think he did such a great job on that article. So you see like these CNN perhaps, and they're up there and they're talking and everything's well lit. These people are look very serious, and it gives the impression of, wow, well, they must have done their research. Why would we challenge them? In fact, I remember when WikiLeaks, when they dumped all the information about the Democratic Party, and you had the Clinton emails in there and all this stuff going on, Chris Cuomo came out, you know, because the public, it was put on Twitter, so the public was reading these emails. Chris Cuomo came out and said, you know, it's illegal for everybody to read it except us. And so
yeah,
any information,
wow,
any information you get from us, mm-hmm. and it has to come from us. And I thought, there it is. That was fake news 101. And he couldn't help himself. He just said it, and I thought, well, that's interesting because I'm reading them every night, and mm-hmm. why can't I read them? Why can't anybody else read them?
mm-hmm. Did you have a similar experience? Again, I'm just curious of when you went to school. Did you have a history class where you're like, there's just something missing here? I mean, I'm not saying I'm the only one. It just was a memory that was brought back. Now, as we look at it and dig deep the way you do, the way I do, it's just fascinating. You're never satiated. And I think that's what drove people like Liam Sheff to dig deep, 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 and why people enjoy reading his book. If you haven't yet, you've got to read official stories.
Yes, absolutely. And yes, I did. I had exactly that experience. You know, the surface information, I took that in and thought, well, that's interesting. I want to learn more. And in reading more and doing my own research and finding, I thought that not only is this more interesting, and it's more fascinating than anything I'm watching on TV or anything I can possibly imagine. I mean, history and real life is so fascinating when you really get in there, that doing my own research, I thought, well, there's a whole world right here, and it's almost insulting that this little tiny piece was given to me in an attempt to represent that entire era or mm-hmm. this entire topic And I thought, wow, there has to be a better way. And then along comes, you know, I grew up before the internet, so along came the internet, and here we have a way to quickly disseminate information. And this is, I think this is the time for that information to get out. And I think also that's why they have to censor. They have to go to these ham-fisted techniques.
This brings to light that, you know, why we cover what we do when it comes to medical stories, because this necessitates the poisoning of the population, the drugging and dumbing down of the population, not only through what they don't teach you, but if you, you know, were to wake up, hey, let's flood your body with Prozac, a fluoride-based drug, or fluoride itself in the water, because we know the impacts on dampening the will, you know, increasing uptake of heavy metals, that impacts brain and neurological function, and that will keep you much more controllable in terms of, you know, illness and ailments. Not only is it profitable for certain industries, of course, but for those elite controllers.
That's right, and that's a whole different topic. We're talking you know, pesticides, we're talking GMO food, and then, you know, this the psychiatric medical industrial complex, where over half of the kids are on some type of psych medicine at this point in college, and also young children. This is something that needs to be reversed. I'm not the medical person to know, to really war game this thing and figure out how it's supposed to be reversed, but I do know that just reporting on it, someone
one word
smarter than I am in that
detoxification
topic.
And well, two words, deprogramming. They're both in line here, and Jeffrey Jackson, you're helping us do that so well. I appreciate you being here, my friend.
Absolutely. It's great to be on with you. Always great to have a conversation, and we'll be talking soon, I'm sure, because this news is happening quick.
Back to wrap it up with Super Don after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Hi folks, it's a holiday season with hope in the air. Things to look forward to and no time for despair. Health can be a challenge, and so can the mail. So Get the Tea wants to help you by giving you a sale. Buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month for free. No limit. That's buy 2 months of Super Tea and get 1 month free. That's a savings of $35. Where? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Scroll down on the front page and find the Buy Two, Get One Free ad. Click it and save. Orders over $100 get free shipping. Send the gift of life. Change tea at GetTheTea.com. We have many, many non-GMO organic supplements just waiting for you. This holiday season, enjoy health and Thanksgiving with GetTheTea.com. Want to call us? 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com is a proud sponsor of Doing What's Right. That's GetTheTea.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free.
Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Scott Bell Show.
It's holiday gift giving time, and of course the gift of Dr. King, the gift of Jeffrey Jackson, the gift of Super Don, and all of our wonderful guests and experts here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Many of them have things that, you know, you can do to support them and us. And one of those things is the safe sleeve. If you're going to get a gift, put it in the stocking. It's small enough to do so, unless it's a big iPad stocking. You can get these covers, the safe sleeves, and we have them linked up directly at the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com. And I utilize it on my phone, and it's reduced greatly the so-called harmful EM field emissions. And as well, if you, you know, again, are out and about and you have your phone and you don't have your key home technology because you're not carrying it with you yet, you may want to go to SynergyScience.com or RobertsWater.com and get the key me technology, a little deck of cards size, little piece you can carry with you. Create that electron field that will protect you from harmful EM fields entering you, right? That's where the problem is. So there are a number of technologies this holiday season you can step up into for yourself, your family, or others that are in need. Super Don, anything else I'm forgetting here?
I don't think so.
Right.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Well, actually, there is one thing we need to cover, I think.
Okay.
We don't, and we teased this at the beginning of the show. We haven't talked about pita in a while. And pita is in the news. And I'm not talking about the pita bread.
Right. We tried.
I'm talking about the organization, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. And, you know, they have a tendency to be kind of nuts sometimes.
Well, they do go bonkers on it. And listen, I'm sensitive and I do understand, you know, as I'm looking at these pieces of bacon, the heartfelt feelings that people have for animals. But
I was actually drooling. But
were
anyway.
You on that? Yeah.
Yes.
I think there's some funny shaped pieces of bacon there, too, if you look at it wrong. It's like, oh, no, don't go there. But listen, there are perspectives, there are philosophies, and, you know, people who are PETA specific, very intolerant of others who don't have their same perspective. And you know, I try to say you've got to find your path. You've got to find the way that's right for you. But now they're really trying to break into the language barrier, right? They don't want you to say certain things that might be offensive to animals. Because, listen, I get the philosophy of don't eat animals, right? But to not be able to use language, again, this again, Orwellian freedom of speech from PETA, I'm not appreciating this. I actually kind of find it a bit funny. But there's some phrases that they reference here that you shouldn't be saying.
including beat a dead horse. Oh, come on, don't beat a dead horse. I'm like, listen, the horse is already dead. What does it matter? Right?
Well, they call this anti-animal language.
Right. And I'm sorry that the horse died, but it's not going to impact the horse at this point.
Let's not. Well, actually, you know what? When you use that phrase, usually there's a word don't or not.
Right. They don't want you to do it, but it's like, I want, you know, let's change the phrase to don't beat a live horse. Now, then I'm with PETA, but they don't do that. They're saying you can't say that. And don't say don't take the bull by the horns. What about the Watusi with the horns larger than anything? You wouldn't. Good luck with that. But
It would be one thing. I would say I think it's ridiculous that they've got a problem with these. You know, these are just sayings, things been around for years. When people say these things, it's not because they are literally wanting to harm animals. It's just a term or something. But PETA went a step further here, where they want you to actually replace these sayings. Mm-hmm. With alternatives that they've come up with. So instead of saying, take the bull by the horns, they want you to say, take the flower by the thorns.
Okay. Well, it rhymes, but, for them to equate this language to being racist and homophobic, maybe I just am not conscious enough. I'm not evolved enough to see what they see here. Because I don't think saying, be the guinea pig, right? Don't be a guinea pig. I think that's, there are a lot of guinea pigs out there being experiments to Big Pharma. They're saying, don't be the test tube.
Well, which is just lame. That's just dumb. I don't know what they're thinking. Here's one. Kill two birds with one stone. They don't like that one because, you're killing birds.
Yeah.
They want to say, instead, feed two birds with one scone. Now, that I find is ironic because scones can't be good for birds. You're probably going to kill them.
Then you're going to give the bird diabetes. That's not your plan.
So, give the bird diabetes.
How about this one? Bring home the bacon. No, don't bring home the bacon. Bring home the bagels. All right, for all our Jewish friends out there, they've been bringing home the bagels all the time anyway. Not the bacon, if they're kosher. But this is
a real thing, guys. This is PETA having a problem with these particular things.
By the way,
things.
Not to beat a dead horse, but we're almost out of time.
Ah, yes. Okay.
They want you to say, feed a fed horse. Don't feed a fed horse. It's already been eaten.
Yes.
And if you eat don't eat the horse. All right, folks, we got to go. It's been a great adventure this week. I appreciate you, Super Don, for making it possible to do all that we have done. And we'll be back Sunday. I think Michelle Cotterman's going to join us on the Sunday live show here as we're heading into the later versions of the 2018 festive holiday season on the Robert Scott Bell Show, where the power to heal is most definitely yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
My doctor makes more informed decisions prescribing my blood pressure medications based on the data I presented to him on the Smart BP app.
That's one.
Smart BP can export a colorful, detailed blood pressure report that I can bring to my doctor.
That's two.
Smart BP is easy to use and intuitive, and the features on the free version are very generous.
And that's just three of the thousands of five-star reviews of Smart BP, a new blood pressure tracking smartphone app from Evolve Medical Systems. Smart BP is the only app designed for ease of use and seamless connectivity to help manage your blood pressure and keep track of your health at your fingertips. With Smart BP, you can automatically sync your blood pressure measurements through Apple Health and Microsoft Health Vault. Connect with Apple Watch. Easily print and share detailed reports with your doctor, plus many more features. Smart BP is free and available both on Apple and Android devices. And be sure to search the App Store for Smart Blood Pressure from Evolve Medical Systems. That's Smart BP from Evolve Medical Systems, the smart blood pressure tracker.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.